Let's talk some more about parenting. We've actually only done, you know, a few minutes of that. Let's talk some more about that, because I would still like to get to our preschoolers if we can. Although, just be aware that some of what I'm sharing definitely can apply to preschoolers, but it definitely applies more specifically to our older kids right now, what I'm talking about. Let me ask you this. When it comes to helping our children, trying to motivate them, which is better? Which should be doing? What should we be doing? Let me word it that way. What should we be doing? We're trying to motivate our children. Should we use criticism? Should we use praise? We're trying to motivate our children. Should we use criticism? Should we use praise? Now, I want you to hear how I'm asking the question. I want you to hear what I'm asking, but I also want you to hear how I'm asking it. So let me ask one more time. In trying to motivate our children, should we use criticism? Should we use praise? Actually, you're right. A number of you said we should use both, and you're exactly right. Now, that's why I said I really wanted you to listen to not only what I was asking, but how I was asking it. Because I didn't want to give the answer away, but I didn't want to even unintentionally misguide you either. So did you notice I did not ask, should you be using criticism or praise? I didn't put the word or in there, because that would give the impression that it needs to be criticism. It can be praise, but it cannot be both. If I had said or, if I had said in trying to motivate your children, should you use criticism or praise, that would have been a bit misleading. Because that would have suggested, as I mentioned, either or, one or the other, but not both. That's why I said it. I asked the question three times, and just before asking it the third time, I said, listen to not only what I'm asking you, but how I'm asking it. And so my question was, in motivating your children, should you use criticism? Should you use praise? I actually asked two questions in that one umbrella question. Should you use criticism? Should you use praise? And those who said both are exactly right. Criticizing your child too much is not healthy. Now, you heard me emphasize the clause too much. It's not criticizing that is unhealthy. Criticizing too much is what's unhealthy. It can harm your relationship with your child, even if your child doesn't say anything to you about it. You can be causing your child to unintentionally develop bitterness and resentment towards you. Yep, resentment and bitterness towards you. Here's the tricky thing about that. That does not necessarily mean your child will no longer love you. Your child will probably still be loving you while resenting you at the same time because of the undue pressure you're putting on your child. Even if your child isn't able to determine why you're putting undue pressure on him, he'll know the pressure is undue. It's too much. And he'll know it's coming from you. You're the one putting that excessive pressure on him, on her. Yes, you want to criticize, because sometimes criticism is necessary. It is helpful. It is beneficial, but not too much. To balance out the criticism by offering your child praise, also criticism, and then praise again. Amy calls that a praise-criticism sandwich, like an Oreo cookie. You have the harder cookie part on one side. You have the cream on the inside, hard cookie part on the opposite side. Or you have a sandwich with bread on one side, piece of ham on the inside, another slice of bread on the opposite side. Praise on one side, criticism in the middle, followed by praise on the opposite side. So here's some examples of how you can point out the good, say what you expect him to do better, and finish on a positive note. What if your child has done a terrible job with regards to how he or she keeps their bedroom? I mean, that room is a mess almost all the time. You all have a talk, another talk. So you go check it out one day, and you notice improvement. And so you say, you know, you notice improvement, but you notice also that the child still is not where he or she should be with regards to keeping that room like it should be. Oh, yes, and they have the ability to take care of those rooms, which are technically your rooms because you're the one paying for them. Yes, that room is included in the mortgage that you parents pay. So, yes, it is your room that you allow your child, your children to sleep in. that's just a reality we need to keep in mind. All right, so don't be feeling guilty about trying to get the child to keep your room that you allow him or her to sleep in looking good. You have a right to have a room that you're paying for looking good. So you notice improvement. You check in and you notice improvement, but you see room for more improvement. More still needs to be done. So you can say, okay, hey, you've done a nice job putting your clothes away. Your shelves are still a little messy, but I like the way you made the bed so neatly. Two different praises. Praise for the clothes having been put away. Praise for the bed having been made well. But in between those two compliments, those two praises, you pointed out that the shelves are still a little messy. And if your child is listening, they probably picked up on all three, hopefully. And I know that's not a given, too. But let me say that. I know that's not a given. Because sometimes, even when we get it right, when we do it right, and we say, hey, you know what? And we give the two praises, all they'll hear is the criticism. Even if the criticism was not emphasized any more than the praises. I know some of this, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the ears of the beholder, too. And sometimes, I know, kids are not going to hear it all. They're going to hear with that selective hearing. In some kind of way, they will skillfully tune out the praise and really zero in on the criticism. You go ahead and do it the right way anyway. You do your part. Here's another example. Your child is an athlete. You were at the game. You watched it. So you tell your child, hey, you really hustled in that game today. But I noticed you weren't paying attention once the coach put you in the outfield. I think we should work on keeping your head in the game no matter which position you play. But I could tell you were determined to hit the ball every time you got up to bat. Praise and criticism. And basically, the way the example is being given to us, we lead off with praise, follow that with the criticism, and then end with praise. Now, I know that, you know, I have some mixed thoughts about all of this. You may want to just try it, and not just one time. And let your child know. Sometimes it will be helpful to tell your child, especially if this will involve a change for you with regards to how you communicate with your child. You may want to say to your child, hey, you know what? I've been really, really critical of you last year, last 2 years, last 6 months, whatever length of time it's been. I've really been critical of you and really pointing out those areas where I felt like you were messing up, but I haven't really done a good job of letting you know where you've done well. That's my fault. And I'm changing that starting today. I plan from now on to let you know what you've done that I believe you've done well. But also, I'll continue to let you know where I want you to come up. So I'm going to be giving you praise and I'll be giving you criticism. I want you to hear both. Tell them just like that. I want you to hear both. Now, it'll be up to your child to hear both, but you let them know. And by telling them, though, what your plan is, hopefully they know what the game plan is and they'll join you in it at some point. You may want to also apologize to them. If you've been harshly critical, overly critical in the past, it really is a good idea to admit that and apologize for it. And empower your child to forgive you by asking your child to forgive you if they don't offer to forgive you just from hearing you say, I'm sorry for having done that. Some children, I mean, they can truly be amazing. Some children are just so awesome that once they hear you admit you did wrong, before you even have time to ask for forgiveness, they sincerely say to you, well, that's okay. I know you're not perfect any more than me, but thanks for sharing that with me, letting me know that you want to do things differently. And they mean it. That's okay. And you can tell by the tone of the voice. You can tell by the facial expression, by the body language, they really mean it. So you're the parent. You get it started. Here's another example. Academic one. You put a lot of effort into this project. It looks like you spelled this word wrong, though. But everything else looks really good. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the relationship, isn't it? Okay. See you in a few.